Ambitious proposal to link Asia to Europe and the rest of the world through a network of infrastructure development. Since launching in 2013, China's Belt and Road Initiative has expanded into Africa, Latin America and beyond, and significantly broadened Beijing's reach.
There's been clearly and openly a geopolitical dimension in this project, which is very, very, very simple. It's to increase China's influence in the Global South and to enhance and deepen Global South countries' dependence upon China, to turn those countries into Chinese friends and Chinese allies.
A study by the World Bank, Harvard, Aid Data and the Kiel Institute suggests many participants have been struggling to repay their loans and that Beijing is now lending some of them even more money to bail them out.
Between 2008 and 2021, China extended loans worth $240 billion as part of the Belt and Road Initiative. More than $100 billion of that came between 2019 and the end of 2021. Beneficiaries included Argentina, Pakistan, Kenya, and Turkey.
The global economic fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic and the war in Ukraine, combined with rising interest rates, has intensified recipient countries' debt struggles.
The study shows that borrowing money from China doesn't come cheap. Researchers say the average interest rate for a Chinese rescue loan is 5%, compared with 2% for a bailout from the International Monetary Fund.
Despite that, some analysts say Beijing's funding model is more attractive for developing nations.
China saw the way for this developing country to grow is through infrastructure. And it's a much more direct and much more result-oriented way to help this country.
China has pitched the Belt and Road Initiative as a development project to benefit the global economy, saying it always abides by market rules and international law and never forces countries to borrow money or pay it back. But there are still concerns about a lack of transparency.
China prefers, as you know, to negotiate bilaterally with the Global South and in a multilateral setting. So that's where we are, and it's a complicated situation for both China and the international community now.
The Belt and Road Initiative is expected to continue growing, and as it does, it's likely to face increased international scrutiny. Richard Kimber, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.
Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is